When you're standing on the podium, you're actually above your coaches and the judges who sit to the side of each apparatus. While you're waiting, it's easy to see everything that's going on around you. So, on day two, I had a clear view of Kyla as she fell from the uneven bars. Then, as I turned my gaze to the other side of the gym in order to distract myself, I saw Bridget over-rotate her beam dismount and land on her seat. Meanwhile, I had done my first three routines without any major errors. I began to picture the medal ceremony unfolding, my name being called in first place, stepping up to receive the gold medal and waving to the crowd. Oh, I'd played this scene in my head so many times. Maybe this was the day it would become real. The green light came on. I saluted the judges and stepped onto the mat. As my music came on, I took a deep breath and launched into my first tumbling run, a series of five complex elements ending with an Arabian double front, a half twist in the air followed by two front flips. I nailed it, sticking the landing cold. I could already hear my name being called. Allie Raceman, national champion. Could this be happening? I stepped back into the corner and prepared for my second tumbling pass, a triple twist. I was excited to do this pass and get through the rest of the routine. Too excited, with too much energy as I punched off the floor. I had too much height, and when I reached the point when my feet usually landed on the floor, I was still a foot and a half in the air. The momentum had me flying backward, out of control. I wiped out straight on my back, mortified. The rest of the routine was a blur, but when I came down off the podium, Mihai said, "You must learn to be in the moment and take one skill at a time. Don't watch what everyone else is doing next time. Be smart." I finished third behind Kyla and Bridget. I was a little disappointed with the mistake on floor, which had left me with a headache, but still elated to have earned a bronze medal at my very first national championships. My mind was already skipping ahead to the next competition. Mihai had also been thinking ahead. Before nationals, I had started working on a brand new pass on floor, combining a few different skills I had mastered together to form a unique tumbling run. It was so original and so complicated that nobody else had ever done it. Difficulty sets you apart from the rest of the pack, but difficulty and originality is even better. Mihai was so confident that he sought out Martha Caroli in the hotel after the meet. As they were chatting, he described the pass and casually mentioned that his gymnast could do it. "Impossible," Martha said. Mihai smirked. "Wait and see."